This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Let's go!
Let's go!
It's time for the Swain Event with your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
Deep down the middle's got his man, and he's gone. Jason Swain, touchdown.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Well, this is nice in here. It's good to be back. You guys look nice.
Good to see you again.
I'm feeling good. Good to see you. Glad that you're feeling better.
Thanks, man.
Hopefully not contagious.
Yeah, because as you're sitting right beside me, we're going to avoid shaking hands.
What did I tell you guys yesterday? I'm not going to do the show if I'm contagious.
That'd be breaking rule number one.
That's why I didn't do it yesterday. So I checked my temperature last night. This morning, I'm good to go. That's why I'm here. So the last thing I want to do is get anyone sick. You know, the person that got me sick didn't think that way. Selfish. Thinking about themselves. And I know it wasn't my kids either, because my kids are not sick, and they have not been sick from the flu. So it's all good. We're all good now. Happy times right now on Rocky Top for now. Still waiting on the football coach. And that is what new athletic director is trying to find. And he's talked to multiple people, a couple coordinators, not T. Martin, and a former SEC coach, national champion, Les Miles. The only thing different is with this coaching search is there's not a lot of outrage from the fans right now, because we have confidence in Coach Fulmer for the most part right now. And I've heard that T. Martin is in mind, but T. Martin has not been contacted yet. So we're waiting, we're watching, we're hoping. Just an awesome inspirational video that dropped a couple days ago. Coach Fulmer, VFL Films, with the message, come together, and we are ready to do that. Just imagine this place with a really good hire and a really good staff. It's going to be fun fighting back to the top, because that's exactly what Tennessee's going to do. This thing goes in cycles in college football. It's just Tennessee's been down for way too long. But it's going to be fun building back to the top here. So we'll see what happens.
Well, thought on T. Martin not getting contacted. Would it not be because essentially at this point he is not qualified for the Tennessee job? He's just not. I mean, it is what it is.
Why?
He's second year coordinator. Compared to other people that are available for this job right now, he is not qualified.
Why is he not qualified?
I don't know if I'd use that word.
Why is he not qualified?
But I understand where you're going.
To me,
I take away
all other aspects of this situation, that his connection to Tennessee. Take all of that away. His connection to Tennessee. Are you looking at T. Martin for this job?
But that's part of his resume.
Sure. I mean, it is. But would it not be...
That's a part of his body of work.
But would it not be they're working through... This is all theory on my part. They're working through... If we can get this head coach to work with T. Martin and get him ready to be the head coach. T. Martin is qualified to be a head coach at this point, but the head coach at, I mean, what's available? South Alabama or some, I don't know what other lower level jobs are open. Group of five.
School. Georgia Southern.
100% qualified for that job. Tennessee, that's a big step up from offensive coordinator.
Why is he not qualified for Tennessee, but Mel Tucker is?
It's a great comparison.
Now that I cannot answer you. I don't know when I saw that name pop up, I was kind of baffled. But that's my assessment of the situation. Could they just be working through? Let's set T. Martin up for a better chance of success by getting him set up with a more experienced head coach, but still at Tennessee, like a Les Miles, and he works under Les Miles with Phil Fulmer's tutelage, also. And he learns from both of those guys and then is eventually ready to be a head coach. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt at this point.
I just want to know
Phil Fulmer is in charge.
I just want to know why T. Martin's not qualified.
I wouldn't use not qualified.
I'm still waiting on that answer.
I would say it would be a little bit of a leap to immediately go to T. Martin.
2 years.
But not qualified, I
wouldn't use that term. As an offensive coordinator at USC and...
So how long you have to be a coordinator to be qualified to be a head coach?
I mean, how long was... Kirby Smart, 6?
I'm asking you.
6 years? How long? I mean, Mel Tucker's only been at Georgia for 2. But I don't know exactly what the criteria is there. T. Martin is just, he's young and inexperienced at this point.
Charlie.
And
Lincoln Riley.
I know.
Just took over. And you said he's not qualified. So I want you to back up your claim saying he's not qualified.
I mean, all I'm doing is giving Phil Fulmer the benefit of the doubt here. Because to me, Mel Tucker's not qualified. Well, to me...
I mean, Mel Tucker has been an interim head coach at the NFL level with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He's at least got more seasoned
than a T. Martin and has been at both levels, the NFL and college, been a coordinator for almost 10 or 12 years now.
Like, to me, Tennessee's job, you're because it's so intense and the fan base is so all over the team... And it's on a different level from smaller schools. To me, the floor for a job like Tennessee is Chad Morris, a Group of Five head coach who's been doing it for at least 2 years. So you've been in the swing of being a head coach, because
we can give
an assistant can make it work. It absolutely can work. 3 of the guys in the playoff were assistants when they took over the head coaching jobs at their respective schools. But to me, that's just where Tennessee's job is, because it's so intense, because it's an extreme situation in college football. It is an outlier compared to the rest of college football. I think you need somebody who knows isn't learning everything on the job as they're doing it. But that, like I said, this is more than me saying T. Martin's not qualified. This is more me just giving Phil Fulmer the benefit of the doubt and saying maybe he's trying to set T up to succeed rather than just ignoring T.
We can give Coach Fulmer we can give Coach Fulmer the benefit of the doubt without short selling T. Martin. T. Martin has...
Well, tell me all the reasons T. Martin is qualified.
Because he, number one, from a player's perspective, he knows what it takes to win here.
Sure.
He knows what it takes to win in a top program. He knows how to move young men at a big-time program. He has coached and developed multiple NFL players. He's one of the top recruiters in the country. He runs his offense. He's been doing that for 2 years at a big-time program.
Here's a question that I have. I tweeted by a USC fan that said this. This fan asserted that T. Martin does not run the offense at USC, that it's because the coach is the former offensive coordinator at USC. Do you know anything about... I don't know. I'm not saying that that's what's happening.
T. Martin runs off.
I purely don't know.
One thing in his benefit, he's a finalist for the Broyles Award, correct?
Yes, he is.
T. Martin runs
Other winners of the Broyles Award in years past will go as far back as 2010. Gus Malzahn, John Chavis, Pat Narduzzi, Tom Herman, Lincoln Riley, Brent Venables. All former assistants that are now, if not still established elite assistants or coordinators in the college level. They're established head coaches now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just saying, you got to come from somewhere.
I don't want to slight T.
Listen, we can give Coach Former the benefit of the doubt without short-selling T. Martin. So, if you want to say...
But I say that in saying I don't think Mel Tucker is qualified for the job. I don't think Brent Venables is qualified for the job. Those are guys that Tennessee should look for in a last ditch. Like, all right, we're down to assistant coaches now because every other qualified guy here turned us down.
But I think Mel Tucker and I think Venables are qualified. I mean
that's fair. You know, difference of opinion.
But I want to know why you think that they're not, just based on 2 years or just based on Mel Tucker being at Georgia 2 years. Like, just saying that they're just not, that's not a good enough answer. Like, three of the four coaches in the college football playoff, they were coordinators or assistant coaches, and they jumped to the head coach position. Dabo was a receiver coach. He jumped in. Lincoln Riley was OC, and Bob Stoops stepped down. Made him the head coach. So
Lincoln Riley definitely set up to succeed, though. Came in to
Kirby as well.
To a championship-level team.
Okay. But you have to give me a better reason than just saying they're not qualified for me to accept that. Give me a reason. Give me reasons they're not qualified. Just saying 2 years, that's not good enough. Mel Tucker has a history. Brent Venables has a history. He's done a great job of defensive coordinator. T. Martin has a history. In my opinion, all of those guys are qualified. They're all qualified. They're good football coaches who have not been given a chance yet. They're qualified. They run a unit. They're responsible for an entire unit. Half of a football team, they run. They run it. They're given the green light to run that unit. They've proven that they can do that, and they're having success. Why they're not qualified? They should get a look. Mel Tucker should get a look. Venable should get a look. T. Martin should get a look. If Chad Morris is getting a look, why not these coordinators? Chad Morris used to be a coordinator when he was running things at Clemson. At some point, you're going to have to be given an opportunity to get a head coaching job. So I think all of them should get a look. I think all of them are qualified in their own way. Now, Les Miles has the most experience, championship experience, out of the whole entire group, but it's also about fits too. Is Mel Tucker a good fit? Is Les Miles a good fit? Is Venables a good fit? It's about fits too. Coach Former knows that. This job is unique. So we just can't say, well, that guy just ain't qualified. Man, there's a lot of qualified people out there for Tennessee job. It's about fits too. Fits.
Now that's where I would give T a leg up for sure.
It's about fits.
He knows Tennessee.
Also in recruiting, who's a more established threat in the names that we've been discussing than T. Martin?
And that's where I would look at T and say he has an advantage over a lot of these other guys. I mean, his recruiting is elite, and not like a Butch Jones kind of elite. He's actually an elite recruiter in a very real way. And I'm not saying T cannot. T just shouldn't be the first choice to me. He's not the first person I would go to. Like, it needs to be T while all of these other guys are
you don't
available.
Think it's a no-brainer.
Yes, exactly. To me, the smartest move would be something like bringing T in and letting him work under a head coach and having him be the head coach in waiting, something like that.
That's
and,
fine.
And letting him learn.
Yeah, that's a fair take. That's fair, 100% fair. 865-337-7615. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the select old-fashioned pimento cheese or cranberry pecan chicken salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's ham salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the Sip by Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll notice the difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a chocolate gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King. Delicious and nutritious. The healthy alternative to fast food.
Don't forget the peanut butter.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
Tis the season for family, fellowship, and food. Don't miss the holidays by slaving away in the kitchen. How about a dead-end rendition on your holiday tradition? Celebrate with a festive holiday meal from Top 100 Barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Their holiday menu offers traditional dishes with a dead-end twist, or you can choose from any of the house favorite dead-end sides. And don't forget about dessert with their homemade pumpkin cheesecake squares. For more info, contact Dead End's catering department at 865-414-9417 or log on to deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue. The catering search is over.
Up goes your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
An estimated 5 million Americans have a hernia, and hernias can affect men, women, or children of any age. If you or a loved one are suffering from a hernia, Premier Surgical's team of board-certified surgeons are here to help. Premier can tackle the toughest cases with their surgeons specially trained in complex hernia and abdominal wall reconstruction. Don't keep suffering with a hernia. Just visit PremierSurgical.com to find out how Premier can help you live your best life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Senior Home Assistance is East Tennessee's largest in-home care provider, and they're still growing. Right now, Senior Home Assistance is hiring full-time and part-time employees. If you or someone you know is looking for a rewarding career that changes people's lives, call Senior Home Assistance today. Our staff of compassionate providers help senior citizens and those with injuries or disabilities live in the comfort of their own home while providing families the comfort of knowing their loved one is well cared for. Senior Home Assistance has many openings right now. Call 865-769-4172 today. today or visit www.seniorhomeassistance.com for more information. That was 865-769-4170 or www.seniorhomeassistance.com. Senior Home Assistance is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
All right, let's get to the B-Drive waterproofing hotline this morning, 865-337-7615. See who we got here. We got John in Gainesville. John, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John.
Just, congratulations on not blowing the tooth fairy job this time.
Oh, man. The tooth is not out yet. I still could blow it. There's a $10
bill. $5 swing? $5?
That's too much, ain't it?
Oh. Yeah.
See,
what happened in the days of the quarters?
What had happened was, I was doing just the $1 bills, okay? But I would forget to put the $1 bill underneath the pillow the night before. So what I had to do was, as I was waking up, my daughter, I would slip in the dollar underneath her pillow as I was waking her up. Oh, it was smooth. It was so smooth. Until I forgot to do that a couple times, and then she woke up upset, like, the tooth fairy didn't come. So I'm bad-mouthing Tooth Fairy, too. Like, oh, man, she's terrible. She's so disrespectful. Gosh, she's terrible. Don't worry. Daddy got you. I'm going to have a talk with the Tooth Fairy. I'm going to tell her a little something-something. I got your back, baby. I got you. So this was like the second day the Tooth Fairy didn't come. So I only had a $5 bill. I couldn't disappoint her again, so I had to drop the $5 bill underneath the pillow. Now I'm at home last night. And she comes in with the loose tooth. She's excited. She's like, Daddy, my tooth is loose. The tooth fairy brought me $5 the last time. Everything is all good. I'm like, wait a minute. $5? She brought you $5 last time? So then I was like, oh, yeah, I gave you $5 because I messed up the last time, I guess, or whatever. So we'll see, man. We'll get the tooth fairy on it. We'll get the Tooth Fairy.
You're going to have to make an NFL comeback. You keep paying that kind of Tooth Fairy.
I'll talk to the Tooth Fairy. We'll get that taken care of. We'll get that taken care of. Me and Tooth Fairy, we're on the same page.
You're on a Tooth Fairy bubble right now.
Yeah. First, if I don't get changed for that $10 bill, she might get a $10 bill from Tooth Fairy. So.
Jeez, man.
I had to, I heard Charlie, and not getting on to you, Charlie, but I guess my question would be to you, what would qualify somebody to be the head coach at any major university? Because this is not like, first off, we got an AD sitting over there that was offensive coordinator that went to head coach. If he was coming from a small school, even an FBS school, I'd get that. But this is a Power 5 school. I call USC a pretty good Power 5 school. He's been a very, very good offensive coordinator. He's been a very great recruiter. As far as I know, there's not been any question marks of anything off the field, stuff like that. I don't know what other boxes you want to check for Steve Martin to make him qualified.
Here's
and
where
eventually,
to me, the difference between T. Martin and even somebody like Brent Venables. Brent Venables worked since 2012 under Dabo Swinney, who has now played for two national championships and won one. I mean, that's 5 years under one of the best coaches in America. T. Martin has 2 years under a guy who's still proving himself. Like that right there gives to me, take away the Tennessee connection, purely on you know, win-loss resume, whatever, that gives Brent Venables a leg up to me. Then you add in the Tennessee connection, and that obviously gives T. Martin a bump because he knows Tennessee and the culture. Yes, and also they've had good seasons at USC. But there's just considerations like that. You know, who have they been studying under, and obviously how long they've been doing it, where those are considerations that I would make, where at this point, Brent Venables, he would not be my choice, but I would be, I guess, comfortable with him being Tennessee's head coach, where T. Martin I would rather see learn for a few years still and then take over. So that
to me that says the opposite. I'll tell you why. Look how many understudies under Nick Saban have gone out there and busted it. I can name you 5-1 that have busted it over and made it. Another example of that would be our running backs coach has stayed through multiple coaches and been consistent. And that's what I see with T. Martin. The dude is just consistent, solid. That's the sign of somebody special. If you can go under somebody proving yourself and be that effective of a recruiter and an offensive coordinator, I just don't. And honestly, I kind of have the same vibe that you do, but to say he's not qualified, I guess the more safe bet for me would be Les Miles, because I'm tired of the question marks. I'm tired of there is going to be a what if factor. And my biggest fear is T. Martin comes here, is not successful, and maybe tarnishes legacy here. That's my biggest fear. That's a selfish fear. But there's going to be a question mark with anybody. I got just as much questions about Les Miles on the other end. Is he burned out? Is he over? Is he done? Is he wore out? Because the guy's 65 years old. But he's got that championship pedigree. But to say he's not qualified for those reasons, I don't know. I just don't see it. I totally disagree with that. So.
I would just like to see T set up for success more than thrown in the fire. That's the bottom line for me with that, because I just think he's going to have a giant learning curve. No matter if you throw him in a Power 5 program at this point, he will have a big learning curve. Period. No matter where he goes. So I just would rather see him set up for success rather than just like, all right, here we go, let's see how you do.
I will say the last time he was thrown in the fire in 1998, he did pretty good. So.
That's true.
You have some good point. You have support. He's not doing this by himself. John, you mentioned the 1998 championship team. He didn't play quarterback versus 11 people. It was just him out there. He had a defense. He had special teams. He had teammates. And that's what he would have here. He would have an AD that knows what it takes to win a championship. He would be hopefully given a huge pool to pull some of the best assistant coaches in the country that will go out and recruit and sell the message that T. Martin wants to be sold. He would be set up for success. He don't necessarily have to be an assistant coach in waiting to be set up for success. He could be set up for success as a head coach by the amount of money you're going to spend for assistant coaches, by the support you're going to give him, the resources you're going to give him, access to the plane whenever he needs it to go recruit certain players. If he has an idea that will be very, very catchy, instead of poo-pooing on it, you actually listen to it. It may be different from maybe tradition, but you look at it anyways because it may help Tennessee in recruiting or may help Tennessee move forward. That's support. That's support that you can offer a coach like a T. Martin. But to sit here and just say that he's not qualified, I just can't do that. He's been coaching football a long time. He knows how to move people. You're not a top recruiter for multiple years if you don't know how to influence and move people. And that's what coaching is all about. It's about moving people. Now, do you worry about him handling being a head coach at Tennessee because of the fishbowl effect? Everyone's pulling at him and all the media responsibilities and this and that. Sure, okay. But that's why you have Coach Former in place to help him with that. You can't tell me that a Venables or a Mel Tucker is a better option than T. Martin. You can't tell me that. If you want to say they're along the same line, okay, that's fine.
More experience? But I didn't even give him that.
Hey, you want to say more experience? That's fine. Mel Tucker's older. He's been in the NFL. He was with Nick Saban. He's probably had more coaching stops. That's fine. But we're looking for the best fit right now. The best fit. And it's hard for me to believe that Mel Tucker or Brent Venables is a better fit than T. Martin. The thing I will give Brent Venables, if Dan Brooks signs off on Venables, Woody McCorvey signs off on Venables, okay, because we know what type of man Dan Brooks is. Dan Brooks is the man and is a great man, and that's why those players respond to him. It doesn't matter how old you are, what color you are, you respond to Dan Brooks because you know he loves you and he cares about you. So if Woody McCorvey and Dan Brooks signs off on Brent Venables, then okay. But if those guys are getting a look, if those guys are getting an interview, why not T. Martin? There's a better way to kind of justify why T. Martin is not going to be a head coach, but to say he's not qualified, I'm sorry, man. I'm not fair.
I'll take that away. That is too strong a word in that scenario. I guess I shouldn't have said
because qualified. T. Martin turned down head coaching jobs in the past.
They're qualified enough to be candidates, all of them. I guess is the word ready? I'm trying to think of exactly what it would be.
I think you're more concerned about the current legend of T. Martin and how it'd be affected him being thrown into the fire. If he doesn't succeed, how is he beloved moving forward?
Exactly.
How is his legacy tarnished?
Like, I want to see him set up for success rather than thrown into the head coaching job at Tennessee and then, you know, even with the support of Coach Fulmer behind him, it's going to be a hard job no matter how you slice it. It's a rebuild at this point because Butch Jones screwed this thing up. So
if T fails, we all fail. It ain't just T.
That's fair.
If T fails, Coach Fulmer fails.
Yeah.
Because an AD is connected to his hire at a football school like this or a basketball school. Tom George is out at Louisville. Why? Because Rick Pitino messed up. He's out. That's a basketball school. So, yes, I understand being afraid or worried that if T. Martin is not successful, then that will damage his legacy. But it would damage Coach Fulmer's too because this is his hire. Regardless of who he hires, T or not, this is Coach Fulmer's hire. It's going to affect his legacy, good or bad. If T's not successful, if he's a coach here, Tennessee, it's all of our fault. It's not just his fault because we failed T. We have too many resources, too much support, too much history to let anyone fail. As a coach of Tennessee, T. Martin or not. 865-337-7615. We'll get back to the B Dry Waterproofing Hotline after this.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
As the weather grows colder, insects begin to become dormant. That does not mean that you don't need to safeguard your home from pests. Now is the perfect time to begin treatment to prevent issues in the spring. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control handle all of your pest control needs. Southeast is locally and family owned and has been in business since 1971. They are a full-service pest control company that includes mosquito treatments, bed bugs, fall invaders, spring issues, carpenter bees, etc. They even offer liquid termite treatments with the market's best termiticide. There are no salesmen to deal with. The technicians give the pricing and provide the service, and the owners are always available. So contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 and online at southeasttermite.com.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P6279A, Malibu, stock number P6311, plus tax, activity, subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer, dealer incentives, and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with approved credit. For details.
You're listening to the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
All right, let's get to Turkey Man on the B-Draw Waterproofing Hotline. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, Swain.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. I'm having a hard time, these people that said somebody's not qualified. I mean, it's kind of like calling 911 and not getting somebody that understands what I'm trying to say. We're at calling 911, and there's not a coach out there. I mean, yes, there's some that I would, you know, I'd be all yeah about, but we're not talking to those people. So the best one on the board, and probably the best one from the start, has got to be somebody like T. Somebody that's going to be able to come in and reestablish the damage that's been done with the VFLs, what we've had to deal with that debacle. Somebody to come in and you know, understand. We have probably a lot of legacy players that needs to be talked to in a language they can understand because they're VFLs and they're VFL parents. And the only thing I guess that I would ask, and I know T's qualified, I guess it's the unknown, what kind of offensive coordinator, what kind of defensive coordinator, what kind of strength coach would somebody that's never assembled a team like that, what kind would he bring? And, you know, you can look at somebody that's been a head coach and kind of see what they have brought. But that'd be the only question I've had. And if you could address that from what you know about T, of what our strength coach would look like, or what our defense coordinator looked like, but I think we've called 911 and we need somebody that understands what we're trying to talk about.
Well, that's a good point, Turkey Man. Asking what type of staff that T would put together, and I don't know that answer. No one knows that answer except T. But you have to talk to T to find out that answer. So I don't know that answer. It's a really good point, though, because current head coaches, they already have a staff. They already have most of their staff already taken care of. They already have a strength staff. You have to put together one if you were in our system. Maybe you take some people that you work with at USC. So you take the linebacker coach and you bump him up to DC, or you take the receiver coach or the running back coach or O-line coach, or you bump him up to OC. That typically happens in other cases. But I don't know. I don't know what T. Martin's plan would be for staff.
All kinds of opportunities, though. On the flip side of that coin, you could have assistant coaches throughout the country that have a previous relationship with T, could be all the way back at their playing days, been itching at an opportunity for T to get a head coaching job, and maybe they get a call. Maybe T has been planning this for quite some time now and has been making those contacts throughout the years, knowing, hey, there's a good chance that I could be a head coach one day. Yeah. Who am I going to call? Because I need to be ready.
Yeah, you just never know. You never know. Good point, though, Turkey Man.
Is there a consideration? This is a genuine question that I'm not really sure the answer to. If you want to fill out that staff with great assistant coaches, do assistant coaches have a hesitancy when they see a guy who's so young to say, like, yeah, I'm going to jump on board with that staff, and like my boss is going to be younger than me? Like, kind of, like, is there, I don't know, this is a genuine question. This is a genuine question.
Hell no.
Okay, all right, fine.
In a place like Tennessee, you're going to get paid $500,000 to be, you know, look at Tommy Thigpen. You think Tommy Thigpen cares how old Butch Jones is? Tommy Thigpen was making $500,000 a year.
Chilling.
Yeah, all right.
Only coaching linebackers.
Yeah.
So if I am an assistant coach, I'm thinking opposite, Charlie. I'm thinking, this dude is young. I have a chance to jump on the train, and he's going to be there at least 3-5 years. And if it's a 5-year deal, I'm going to get paid 5 years. Like, I'll give you an example. Trooper with Gene Chizik got a huge deal, and Trooper was still getting paid 2-3 years after he was done at Auburn. If I'm assistant coach, I want to jump on with T. Martin, because what if T is like Coach Former and he's here 13 years? Think about Dan Brooks and freaking Larry Slade and Caldwell and Pat Washington and all these coaches who got a chance to coach with Coach Former for 10, 15 years that has stability. Coach Chavis, they didn't have to worry about moving their family every 3 or 4 or 5 years. That would be attractive to me. I wouldn't want to be like Coach Azani, who's been at 4 or 5 different stops in 4 or 5 years, not because he's a bad coach, but because he's getting
maybe
new
Coach Z loves that lifestyle, but that's not what I would want.
That's not what I would want.
Hopping
but
around from place to
but
place.
He's getting new opportunities, and new opportunities are great.
Absolutely.
But I would like the stability. I would like to be the Dan Brooks and the Coach Chavis that has a chance to work with a Coach Former for 10, 15 years and is planted in one spot. So if I'm assistant coach and I see T. Martin, who is, you know, 37, 38 years old or whatever, and he's about to get a 5-6 year deal with Tennessee, man, I will crawl to Knoxville to work with T. Martin. I'm going to get a 5 or 6 year deal too. That's 5 or 6 years where I can keep my family in one spot. Heck yeah, man. I'm thinking opposite.
I do wonder how much runway T. Martin would get. And I mean, I can tell, I'm just looking at all of our comments on Facebook. You're like, this is not a consensus. I've actually been surprised. I thought I would be in a major, major minority, but there's actually quite a few people that are saying T's not ready for this job. It's a huge gamble with T. Obviously, there are people who are very much on your side also.
People can say he's not ready, but you ain't giving me any evidence. You ain't telling me why he's not ready. Saying that he's not ready is not saying anything. You got to back up your points here.
But the evidence is 2 years of assistant experience and the head coaching job at Tennessee just being such a huge undertaking. Yes, he knows Tennessee, but there are guys out here right now that have been head coaches at SEC programs that you could hire and potentially bring in T to work under and get him ready to be a head coach. That in my opinion, would be a better option.
You can mention all those other coaches and say that they're ready, but don't say that T is not just because those other guys you feel like they are. T. Martin has been getting awards after awards, is being recognized at USC. USC's football team is getting ready to be in the Sugar Bowl for the second year in a row. If you want to give the other coaches the credit, that's fine. Do that. But don't short sell T. Martin just because he doesn't have the same type of resume. He may not be as experienced as those other guys, But don't sit here and say he's not ready just because he has 2 years of coordinator experience. He's been on the staff. He's been in the same spot for two or three different coaches. He's been there with Lane. He's been there with Clay Helton. He's been there with Steve Sarkisian. You don't just sit in one spot with different coaches if you're not good at what you do. And it's not like he's at Idaho or Montana State. He's at USC. He's watching how a program is ran every single day. Coach Former took over when he was the offensive coordinator. So Coach Former can do it, but
he'd been at Tennessee for a decade.
Coach T. Martin has been coaching for almost a decade. What does that mean?
I think what it comes down to is how you value his ties to Tennessee and
how important is the fit
because
when it comes to this hire. How important is that and how you weigh it? That factors into the qualifications, using your words, Charlie, the qualifications for T. Martin.
The question is this. T. Martin is not a candidate for this job unless he has a connection to Tennessee. How much is that connection to Tennessee worth? That's my main question there. Yeah, I think that's the baseline to work from.
All right, that's fine. Swain Event, be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Today looks to be mostly sunny with a high near 61. There is a 20% chance of showers overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Tomorrow, the chance of rain is at 90% with highs near 60. Showers likely tomorrow night with a 60% chance of precipitation and lows around 36. The sunshine returns on Wednesday with a high near 45. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by BeDry. If your basement is wet or cracked, BeDry can help. BeDry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give BeDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, BeDry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. BeDry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call BeDry. Reach out to BeDry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call BeDry.
Hey Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Let's face it, you've been wanting a boat for years, but between financing, insurance, and maintenance, owning a boat just isn't in the cards for some people. Luckily, there's Nautical Boat Club. From tri-tunes to tournament wake boats, members enjoy unlimited access to an entire fleet of brand new state-of-the-art boats, as well as all the wakeboards and water toys you'll ever need. All for a fraction of the cost of owning a boat. So if you're ready to get on the water today without having to buy a boat, give us a call at 865-234-0000 or visit us on the web at nauticalboatclub.com.
Hey, it's Jason Swain. Guys, when it comes to your health, do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure or cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone number? I know my number. Low T Center made it easy. I walked in, took a simple blood test, and got my results in minutes. If you have noticed a decline in energy, stamina, or libido, you may have low testosterone. Low T levels makes you feel tired and grumpy. It can also raise your cholesterol and even cause weight gain. At the Low T Center, treatment is even covered by my health insurance. Guys, do yourself a favor and call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Home, remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, let's get to some Attaboy here in the Swain event. Brad, what you got, man?
Should be Adam Mann today. Terrence Mann, junior guard last night for Florida State, leading the Seminoles over the Gators last night, 83-66. What an effort. 25 points, 2 steals, 8 boards, and shooting very efficiently from the field, 65%. Terrence Mann, attaboy.
Beating the Gators, man. I love it.
Thank big time.
Thank you, Florida State.
And that's big because Florida has really played well up to this point. They beat Gonzaga last week.
Still ranked 5th in the country.
Yeah, I mean, they're an excellent team. I'm staying in college basketball. We're talking a little basketball today. I'm sorry to Tyler on the text box. Tennessee basketball cracks into the top 25 in the AP poll for the first time since 2010 after their win over Georgia Tech over the weekend. They are number 24 in the AP poll. That's big time. Rick Barnes turning this ship around. Finally, it's coming to fruition. I'm sorry to John Tweet. He's not going to be happy about that, I know. But number 24, Tennessee. Good on Rick Barnes and the boys over there. Proud of that team. They're doing good things. Yeah, everyone's worked up about football right now, but you got a good product over there at Thompson Bowling Arena.
Absolutely.
Two strong attaboys. I like it. Let's get to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's bring in Spencer. Spencer, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, to kind of flip, I know we've had some somewhat heated opinions on T. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to look at the silver lining in all of this. And the silver lining, at least to me in all of this, is whether you think Jeremy Pruitt just sounds like a dummy or, you know, Les Miles doesn't get you excited. Or Brent Venables, you know, there's unknowns, or with T. Martin, there's supposed unknowns. The fact of the matter is this. Brent Venables has coached in 5 national championships. Jeremy Pruitt has coached in 3 national championships. Les Miles has coached in a national championship. T. Martin has played in a national championship. So to me, realistically, while there's always unknowns when hiring an assistant, we're at least interviewing guys and betting guys that truly know what national championships or college football playoffs or elite programs look like and yes. How they're run and how they recruit. Yes. And I kind of have a little bit of peace in that, knowing that that's what we're looking at. You know, the only other one is Chad. To my knowledge, he hasn't coached in a national championship game or college football playoff, but he does have head coaching experience, which I think is extremely valuable, and he's done a decent job to turn around the SMU team.
Wonderful.
But to me, you know, I'm just excited that we're interviewing people that know what a national championship team looks like.
Yeah, wonderful point. I like all the candidates, to be honest. That's why you haven't heard from me. You haven't heard me saying no to a candidate or saying yes to a candidate.
Sure.
Like I like all of them. I think Venables is qualified. I think Jeremy Pruitt, I think he's a rock star in the making. I really do.
Sure. And I think that the difference for me, though, too, is even though this list isn't just dramatically different, at least that we know of from John Curry's list, besides Shiano, is the fact that if Phil Fulmer's making the call and if Phil Fulmer's doing it, I trust him because I know why he's doing it, and it's not because somebody else is telling him to. But
correct.
That's all I had to say, so I'll let you guys go.
No, great point, Spencer. I agree 100%. I'm at peace. Coach Foreman making the decision. I like all the candidates. I see why we're talking to them. They all bring something to the table that's very, very attractive. I know people are still stuck on the name. They're still stuck on a splash hire. And I told you from day one, that's not how I roll. I roll with the best football coach who's a good fit for Tennessee. That's who needs to be the coach. Someone who can coach football, who's a good person, that's a good fit at Tennessee. And they will be successful. There's a lot of people that want to see Tennessee be successful who are at other schools, who if Coach Former gave them a phone call to come home and to help build Tennessee back, they would be on the first thing smoking in Knoxville. There's many people out there, whether they're in the recruiting office, whether they are administration, whether they are currently coaching. There's many people, there's a ton of people out there that's waiting for that phone call from Coach Former. So I'm with you, Spencer. I'm at peace with Coach Former running the show. The only thing I just hope that T-Martin gets a legit shot, because I know how much he loves this place. And I know he's put a lot of work in to get where he is. And I see other coordinators out here who are given opportunities. I'm looking at Lincoln Riley's history. He was only a coordinator for 2 years at Oklahoma before Bob Stoops walked away and gave him.
And I'm happy you brought that up, because I was under the impression that Lincoln Riley was there for 3 or even maybe 4 years. It only being 2 makes it somewhat of an exact comparison to T. Martin, or very similar at that.
He's 34 years old. He's a kid, man. T's 5 years older.
Yeah, so Lincoln Riley has his team in a college football playoff. Now, he does have, in my opinion, the Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback, but
best offensive line in America.
Yeah, one of those linemen was not good enough to play at Tennessee either. We dropped him at the last minute, Orlando Brown. But anyways, I look at Lincoln Riley, and I just hope that for the future, whatever happens, if T's a coach or if he's not the coach, for the future, I just hope that line of communication is open and that there's no bitterness on either side of the road here. That's what I hope. I trust Coach Former. I'm at peace. I can sleep like a baby now. My stress levels are down. But for Tennessee and T's sake, I just hope that there's an opportunity that's given to someone who's earned it. T shouldn't just get opportunity just because he played at Tennessee. He should be given opportunity because he's earned it, and he has earned it. He's a wonderful assistant coach. He's recruited at a high level, not for just 1 year, but ever since he's been at USC, for multiple head coaches.
One of the top recruiters in the nation.
Spencer, great phone call. Spot on. Let's get to Fired Up.
Fired Up.
Fired Up. Good morning.
Hey, Jason.
Good morning.
Hey, I don't know if you heard my call yesterday. I am formally fed up. Now that Coach Former's taken over, I am fired up. So,
fired up, fed up.
I wanted to give you some props on your show. The one thing that you guys have done through this whole process have been positive. Even when you were talking about what Curry should do or shouldn't do, you gave a place for the VFL to vent. It's a much different show than others, and I'm thankful for that.
Thank you.
I'll tell you something about this, guys, and knowing that Coach Former is in this position and knowing he's not going to be pushed around or told what to do is a very calming effect. Just hearing his voice, knowing he is connected and has the power at Tennessee to do what's best for us, is a good thing. I think T. Martin would be an excellent choice. I'm a loyalty guy. I think you'd be loyal to your own people. If you've got somebody that's close to somebody who's not connected to Tennessee like T or Venables or some of these other guys, I think you go with your guy. Once again, though, you know, Coach Former will make that decision. He's going to do what's best for Tennessee. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind.
I agree.
This is a question that I want some of you guys to think about. When you say that T. Martin is not ready, what is it that truly makes you ready to be a football coach?
That's a great question.
If you listen to what Al Wilson said, he said it's about the kids. Who makes these kids move? Who connects with them? If they believe in you, they'll run through a brick wall. T.
He's got that. He's got that. And you, that's not something you learn. That's not something somebody else can teach you. He's got it. It's in his DNA. It's hard to say no to that.
It is.
Go Balls. You got a great show, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey. Didn't know if the Dabo was ready. But he had to get ready, didn't he? Quick, faster, in a hurry. A little rocky start. But then after that, I mean, Clemson's number one. And they're the favorite. The difference in a year. Last year, Clemson. Oh, underdog. Big bad Alabama. This year, Clemson is the big bad team. Because of what Dabo has been able to build with support. Support from individuals like Dan Brooks and Woody McCorvey and Chad Morris, who's no longer there, but Chad Morris helped him build that foundation. And then you brought in Brent Venables from Oklahoma, one of the best DCs in the country, and look what they have going. It's like a machine over there at Clemson. Mark Richt has done a great job recruiting down there in Florida. He's a great coach.
Got lambasted.
He just didn't have enough. he just didn't have enough. Those poor guys tried their hardest. A top 10 program just got manhandled by a team that's just better than them. Dabo didn't know if he was ready. Probably wasn't ready at the time. But great phone calls for my last two. I trust Coach Former. I do, to pick the next head coach. I just want the relationship between T-Martin and Tennessee to be good. That's all. Hour two coming up.